Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
From one Pittsburgh football legend to another, Dan Marino was our guest in the last segment. And now we go to Brian Batko. And I am told, Brian, that you claim to be related to Dan Marino. Is that right?
It's not a claim. It's a fact. Yes.
Could you elaborate on that for a moment?
Yeah. I mean, like a lot of Pittsburgh families, my grandfather was one of, I think, like 7, 8, 9 siblings. So my paternal grandfather was the brother of Dan Marino's grandmother.
What?
So we're, what, I guess, third cousins technically, or... second cousins once removed? I don't know. I'm not a genealogy family tree expert, but something like that.
Have you been to family parties together, family reunions and such?
No. I mean, with that many siblings, we didn't really keep in touch. But one time when I was probably like 4 or 5 or 6, a school friend of mine's dad took me and my buddy Scott to like an autograph signing. And I mentioned it to him there. And he smiled, and I think that was the first and last time we ever interacted. So
that's incredible, actually, that you're related to Dan Marino. Congratulations on all your success, is what I would say.
But I get to see a couple other relatives much more often, and that would, of course, be Larry Richard and Cale Berger.
Of course. Yes, they've come up already today during the Dan Marino interview. At least Larry did.
Good.
Perhaps Cale will come up next time. There's some news here, or maybe not. Brian, and Brian Batko writes for the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It now, according to reports, the Steelers are not expected to trade for Jonnu Smith, if they ever were the Dolphins' tight end. But factually, Gabe Davis, the receiver, is visiting Wednesday with the Steelers. I'm sorry, Thursday. No. What is this?
It's very confusing the way that
it says Davis is scheduled to travel to Pittsburgh on Wednesday to visit with the Steelers on Thursday. What is he going to sleep over? What's happening here?
Who cares? Is Adam Schefter telling us to go to the airport?
Visits. It's like one of those pre-draft visits. The guys come in the night before and get a good night's sleep at one of these hotels down here, and then they report to the facility in the morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, although it's obviously a little bit different for a veteran than a rookie.
Do they go to dinner that night, Brian?
Yeah, does the team treat them to dinner, or are they on their own? Does he go to dinner with Tomlin, like a draft prospect?
No, I think the dinners are more for when Tomlin's in your city at your pro day, and then that's where he'll take you out to his favorite spot that he's come to love in Blacksburg or Tuscaloosa or Athens or Knoxville, and that's what they do there. But no, I think the pre-draft visits, and then I guess the veteran free agent visits, it's probably more of a light lunch at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex.
Speaking of those Tomlin draft dinners, we've asked a lot of people this, and you're the perfect guy. If you're one of the draft prospects, do you go all out that night and get the surf and turf with, $50 worth of drinks and dessert, or do you want to be really conscientious and of the Steelers' budget? Which way do you go, Brian?
Like most things in life, I'm trying to find the right balance, if that's me there, Joe. I'm definitely not doing the first thing because I think you're going to come off as kind of a diva or maybe even just someone with bad nutrition and bad eating habits. That's not what you want to do in a job interview for a football team.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
You also don't want to be timid. That actually might be worse. If you're the timid guy,
right,
who's like, oh, I'm just going to get the pot stickers, no entree for me, just the water's fine. I think Mike Tomlin's looking at you sideways
so
if you're that guy. And he's like, you can't play for me.
So do I. Well, what do you think of these two little nuggets here? The Jonnu Smith thing, no longer interested, apparently, and Gabe Davis visiting.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Jonnu thing was maybe as simple as his people put word out there that, yeah, the Dolphins said you can look around if you want. And the Arthur Smith connection's a logical one. Maybe he told Omar Khan, yeah, let's see what it would take. And they kicked the tires, as you do, routine NFL GM business. And, you know, maybe they were very far apart in terms of the compensation that would be required to make such a deal. Gabe Davis makes a lot more sense to me because of the relative strength of the tight end room versus the relative strength of the receiver room. And I think, you know, somebody like this would have made a lot more sense than Robert Woods from the jump. But, you know, they signed Woods right after the draft, and Davis is kind of dragging out his process a little after getting cut by the Jaguars. I think he's taken a visit or two already and, you know, left without a deal. So it's kind of like they were going to have Mike Williams in for a visit around this time last offseason. Didn't end up making it here. They had Kyle Juszczyk, I think, in for a visit earlier this offseason, and nothing materialized there. So could just be, you know, another fact-finding mission or due diligence. But I think this one's got a little more smoke to it because it's a player who makes more sense for them.
Yeah, when I look at his career, and I've seen him a lot of his career with the Bills, he seemed to me to be a Josh Allen creation. But even with one of the two or three most dynamic quarterbacks in the game, he never hit 50 catches in a game. He had the dropsies from time to time. Then he goes to Jacksonville and is just horrendous on a free agent deal. Don't count me among those supportive of a Gabe Davis signing, Brian. How about you?
Well, if he's cheap enough, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I think Jacksonville handed out a lot of bad contracts to players, especially receivers, him being one of them. Christian Kirk is kind of an all-time, what were you guys thinking, paying that guy that money? It kind of screwed up the receiver market for the whole league when they did that. So I think he could be miscast a little by all of that. I think he could be a decent number two. And, you know, this team, the way the receiver depth chart's constructed, kind of like last year, in that if DK Metcalf does have to miss a game, I mean, who else are you running out there as an outside receiver? I mean, Ben Skoranek's a big guy, but he's more of the do the dirty work and block and make tough catches. There's nobody else to really stretch the field. It's certainly not going to be Robert Woods at this stage of his career. Gabe Davis checks another huge box, Joe. He lit up Pitt twice in college, and we know how the Steelers seem to gravitate toward those guys.
Absolutely. Well, what's the big story today at OTAs? I'm trying to avoid any mention of Aaron Rodgers just for today because there's clearly nothing happening. So what's the big story over there today?
I honestly don't really know if there is one. I think we'd be manufacturing one if I tried to come up with it. You know, I think there's some interest around Cole Holcomb and, you know, what can he be this season? Because it's sort of easy to forget how well he was playing in 23. And how much it looked like he was a pretty good find by Omar Khan and company to solidify that inside linebacker group. And then, of course, the really gruesome leg injury for him. I think it was against the Titans. So, you know, he missed all of last season, of course, but they kept him around on the roster. And now he's going to try to scratch and claw to have some sort of role. So maybe he'll talk today and give us a little update on how he's feeling. Is he back to 100%? Is he the same player he was before? And if so, where does he fit in with Patrick Queen and Peyton Wilson since acquired in his absence?
Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation saddens me to no end.
The idea that I'm on your mind constantly makes me very happy about myself. Brian, wide receiver-wise again, why wouldn't they bring in Amari Cooper first before Gabe Davis? Like, is the Gabe Davis fit better in your mind than someone like Cooper or Keenan Allen?
Yeah, I think it could be because I think he's got a little bit more size and maybe he can run a little more. than those guys at this stage of their careers. So, you know, he was the big play guy. I'll always remember the 97-yarder in Buffalo happened right in front of us in the press box. Well, I should say the beginning of the play, I think, happened right in front of us because 97 yards later, he was all the way at the other end of the field in the other end zone against those Steelers. So that's what he is when he's at his best. And I think that is sort of the piece that's missing from this receiving core. You know, Calvin Austin can be a straight line speed guy, and I guess we'll see what Roman Wilson has. But that to me is maybe why a Gabe Davis could make sense. But there's also just so many unknowns in this group overall beyond DK Metcalf that I wouldn't begrudge you limits if you said, no, they need a technician, a route runner who can get open quickly, especially if Aaron Rodgers wants to get the ball out quickly. So it's, yeah, it is kind of, they've got a lot of question marks, to put it kindly, about the receiver position.
Brian, I never thought this could be possible, but the nickname the Batconian Mongoose has caught up with at least a couple of people. Is that what you texted me the other day, that somebody flagged you down?
Yeah. I told you about the guy at my kid's school as we were getting a cup of coffee, said it, and I kind of just rudely ignored him. But then he touched base with me the next week, and he was like, hey, that was me. Sorry. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I should have acknowledged you when you dropped that. And then literally Thursday, I'm driving home from covering OTAs on East Carson Street. And it's not like right next to the facility that it was someone who would know me or vice versa. But I'm on East Carson in the south side, and some guy standing at the crosswalk yells out, Batconian Mongoose. And before I really had time to process it, I just kind of like gave him a hand wave. So I continue to kind of disrespect these adoring fans. So if that guy's listening, again, I'm sorry, but you're appreciated.
I mean, this could actually work for you in the end, no? Your Q rating could soar.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the more, you know, as mild as possible Pittsburgh local celebrity moments as I've ever had. So that was pretty special.
Brian, this just shows the impact and the power that Joe Starkey has on the populace here. You know, he talks about the Pompulus and how the Pompulus is full of Pomp supporters. How about Joe? He needs to pat himself on the back. The nicknames, they stick.
Yeah, and this one, you know, I was literally just driving in my car, so, you know, I guess the guy kind of saw through the windows, and I guess my face is getting out there in conjunction with the Mongoose moniker, so it's nice how that's all aligning.
Thank you, Brian. Tell everybody we said hello.
I will. See you guys.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
See you, man. That's the Batconian Mongoose, Brian Batko. That one I didn't think would take off. I haven't used it that much. It has a certain ring to it, but I didn't think that people would pick up on that. Did you, Limits?
Well, I think it's just because mongoose is such a infrequently used word.
Yeah. Kabali was known as mongoose for a while.
What does a mongoose look like?
I don't know.
Mongoose. Animal, it says. Thank you. A mongoose, it kind of looks like a squirrel, but it's not a squirrel. The family has two subfamilies of, well, animals I can't pronounce.
Of mongoose.
They are native to Southern Europe, Africa, and Asia, where the Mungo tinea comprises 11 species native to Africa.
Thank you, Limits. I have a surprise for you.
What is that?
Our t-shirts are on the way inside the NBA.
Oh!
The last show was the other night. Yeah. I immediately ordered t-shirts.
Thank you so much.
You and I are getting inside the NBA t-shirts. It says right here, they texted me that it's on the way to the house today. Tomorrow, we may unveil our new Inside the NBA t-shirts.
Well, Joe, I found myself in a black hole yesterday where somebody tweeted out, what's your favorite at NBA on TNT Inside the NBA moment?
Yeah.
And I probably watched an hour worth of clips of just random parts of Inside the
NBA. Such a great show.
When Chuck is just saying the weirdest things. When Kenny and Shaq raced to the board and Shaq was all tied up and tripped and fell. Or when the Jet pushed Shaq into the Christmas tree when they did a Christmas broadcast.
How about when Shaq left the set right in the middle? He was like me. He left the set right in the middle to hit the bathroom.
The bathroom.
Just got up and walked
that.
Away. That was recent.
I did see that one, yes.
It's just fun. It's what sports is. Here's what sports is supposed to be. Like sports analysis for me is a combination of fun and opinionated. Isn't that what we do with our friends?
Yeah, like, all the time.
For our whole lives from the time we're little? I used to film a Bills postgame show back when we used camcorders at Bob Neusall's house. Me and him.
Would watch it? Just you and Bob Neusall?
Nobody, probably. His then girlfriend and now wife, Mary, would film us just analyzing the game with tons of opinions and having fun. That's what we do, Limits, isn't it?
It's all about fun, Joe. That's where it starts and where it ultimately should end. There's a lot of red tape involved in it as well, but it's a huge part of it. You got to have fun with what you do. And I think we have a really fun show and we have a lot of fun doing it. And thankfully, that's a lot of the feedback that I hear from people when I see people out and they recognize me. It's pretty cool.
Well, there's one guy out there who's doing something that I think is pretty groundbreaking right now. And that is Pablo Torre. You know him from Around the Horn, sometimes PTI.
Pablo Torre Finds Out is his podcast.
That's what I'm talking about. Is he's the first person I've ever heard combine investigative journalism with entertainment on the podcast. Those two things normally don't go together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a really fun listen. And he's also breaking stories. Like, he's been the person on this Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson situation that has evolved at North Carolina. He's the guy reporting on that.
And they're not happy with him.
I know.
Jordan Hudson, not pleased.
Neither, apparently, is Bill Simmons, who ripped him. And
Bill Simmons ripped ESPN, too, for taking Inside the NBA. He thinks that they're going to ruin the show, put too many restraints on it.
Probably. Yeah, he's probably right, but I really enjoyed it. I was listening the other day to the Jordan Hudson Belichick talk, and also to the story of the running back from Youngstown, whose name I forget now, who turned out to be Sherman Smith's son. Sherman Smith, the old running backs coach. I think he was here for a little bit, but he was definitely in Seattle and college and stuff like that. He went looking for his birth father, this running back did. And it turned out to be Sherman Smith. The story's already been on ESPN. And the story there is they're both from Youngstown. This kid wound up working on a staff in Seattle with Sherman Smith. Sherman Smith recruited him, I think, to USC or maybe Miami of Ohio. I can't remember where. So he had already crossed paths with this guy many times in his life, right?
Yeah.
And then come to find out at the end, when he went to go find his birth parents, that's his birth father.
What a remarkable story.
I mean, it was mind-blowing.
So he didn't know that, but did his birth father know that and just never told him?
Sherman Smith is his birth father.
Oh.
That's the story. The kid from Youngstown got recruited by Sherman Smith.
Oh, my gosh.
Worked on the same staff as Sherman Smith. And Pete Carroll in Seattle would joke around like, man, you guys have the same mannerisms. What's up? What's going on here? And then this dude found his birth mother, and she told him, he's like, well, who's my dad? Do you have a name? And she says, Sherman Smith. He's like, oh, my God. I know that guy pretty well.
Did Sherman know?
He did not.
So neither of them
so
knew.
That's where the story picks up. Sarah Spain? Sarah Spain wrote that story. And now it's a book, I believe. It's one of the most incredible stories I've ever seen in my life, sports or not. But anyway, she was on Pablo's podcast, and it was great. It was just great stuff. All right, Limits, tell us what we have next.
Joe, we have a wonderful guest that has joined us before, and he will join us at the top of the hour. It's Dan Fisher, the head coach of Pitt Volleyball. So Pitt is, they're hosting at PPG Paints Arena, the State Farm Women's College Volleyball Showcase, August 31st and September 1st. Pitt will be there, TCU will be there, Arizona State will be there, Penn State will be there, and Pitt is really looking forward to this, and Dan's going to join us to talk a little bit more about what's going to be going on in the festivities. It's the first time since 2019 that Pitt is going to play at PPG Paints Arena.
I love it. Oh, the first time at PPG Paints Arena. Yes,
yeah, since 2019
I was thinking at PPG. Right. Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah.
I bet you're going to get a good crowd for that.
I was actually at the 2019 championships NCAA tournament. The Final Four was held in Pittsburgh, and I was there for the championship.
Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you.
Limits.
It was really cool.
I bet.
So Dan joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.